Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Dara Morley, good morning.
Hello.
How are you, Dara?
Good.
You sound like you could be Dara Maloney. You could be our soccer correspondent. Are you a soccer fan?
Yeah.
Are you real? How old are you?
I'm 8.
8 years old. From where?
From Knock.
Where is that?
It's in Mayo.
That's the one. I was there. I had an ice cream there. It was delicious.
I've lost count in how many churches there are.
That's because you're in the holiest place in Ireland.
Do you like to pray?
Do I like to pray?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like to pray for good weather, more ice cream, and a great weekend. What do you like to pray for?
Sorry?
What do you like to pray for?
For weather and no homework.
Yeah, that's the kind of thing we pray for when we're little, and we pray for different things as we get older. But yeah, you're in the right zone. And of course, that's it. Knock, haven't seen any apparitions or ghosts or anything, have you?
No.
Oh, God, thank goodness, because that could freak you out if you're a child. Now, tell me this, what do you want to be when you're older, Dara?
I want to be a football player.
You do? With a name like that, of course you do. And would you like to play for Ireland, or would you like to be more like Jack Grealish and just sit on the fence?
I'd like to play for Ireland.
Oh, good man. Okay, well, it might happen. Who's your teacher in school there?
Miss Coyne.
And did she help you make your first communion yet?
Yeah, and so did Father Burke.
So the Miss Coyne, Father Burke all gathered around. And when did you make your communion?
I made it on Saturday.
Just gone by. And was it fun?
Yeah.
And was it sunny?
It's really fun.
Oh, good. And did you do anything fun?
Well, we got a bounce castle and we were going to get an ice cream van, but we couldn't find one.
No, so you had to... How was the bouncy castle? Was that fun?
It was massive and, yeah, it was really fun. And we were all, like, pushing people off the slide.
Yeah, acting a maggot.
Yeah. And my friend Finley stayed over.
And what did you do? Did you watch a movie and eat popcorn, or did you just go to bed at 7:30 like good boys?
We ate loads of sweets.
Yep. Did you stay up for ages?
Yeah, we stayed up to, like, 2:00.
Oh, for the love of... In your case, literally God. What did you get up to? What were you doing all night? Were you messing or playing games?
We were talking. And in the morning, Connor got out sweets and we started having them.
Yeah, and that's going to make you...
Which my mom doesn't know about.
Don't tell her anything. I'll say nothing. And you know when you have sweets, then you want to stay up even longer then, don't you? Because you're kind of full of sugar. Yeah. And then it's 2:00 in the morning, you're going... I can't stop talking, and yet I want to stop, but I can't because I'm staying up late. I just don't know. Like that sort of thing happens, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, you going to school now?
No, I'm at my house, but I am going to school.
Okay, what room are you in?
I'm in the kitchen.
Okay, give me some letters, please.
M.
Say that again.
M.
M. What M is a subject in school that deals with numbers?
Math.
Mathematics. Like maths?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Now, next one, please.
A.
What A is a girl's name? Any name will do.
Anna.
Lovely hurling. And another one, please, Dara.
G.
Say it again, please.
G.
What G do you wear on your hands to keep them warm?
Gloves.
Gloves. I loves the gloves. And another one, please.
I.
What I is a piece of land surrounded by water?
Island.
Island. I am of Ireland. And another letter, please.
C.
What C is made of wax and can be lit?
A candle.
A candle is the correct answer. And I'll take one more. Am I right? Or is that 5? I've got 5. Yes, 5 out of 5. Well done. You've got yourself 5 out of 5, which makes you the winner of a brand new shiny, tacky what?
Orange lunchbox.
Do you know what? From what country?
From Albania.
Good man yourself, Jared. That's exactly where it's from. Did you spell?
Can I ask you?
Yeah.
Can I ask
yes.
You three questions.
Three questions. Did you spell the word magic, by the way?
Yeah.
Why?
I did.
Why?
Cause it's my brother's birthday tomorrow, and it's my granny's birthday today.
And the magic is that's a magic event. Like it's magic.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, happy birthday to your brother and your granny from me. And you want to ask me three questions. Question one, go.
Can I have a cheap, orange, disgusting, tacky Albanian lunchbox for my brother?
It's the way you ask for it that makes me want to give you the box. And yes is the answer. That's coming in the post for your brother. What's his name?
Connor. His birthday's tomorrow.
Okay, great. Well, happy birthday in advance.
It's 11.
We'll send him a lunchbox for Connor. Okay, good. Next question, number two.
Can you sign them both?
Sign them, correct. Yes, done. And finally.
And can you please give the whole school no homework?
Woo, the whole school? Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm serious.
You have to say it in the deepest voice you have. Yes, I'm serious. Go.
Can you give me no homework? I can't do it.
No, no, I just need you to say, no, don't want, just to say the bit. This time I'm serious. In the lowest voice you have. Go.
This time I'm serious.
Oh, I'm terrified. Yes, that's a yes too. Who's your principal?
Sorry?
Who's your principal? What's his name? Her name?
Mrs. Coyne, because
the
principal is out.
Oh, but the principal's out, so Mrs. Coyne. Okay, I need you to say the following in the deepest voice you have, right? Mrs. Coyne. Mrs. Coyne kicks ass. Go. I didn't ask you to whisper it. You need to roar it like you're shouting with anger and deep-voiced pain. Go.
Mrs.
No,
Coyne.
No, 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 the deep voice.
Mrs. Coyne. Class.
That's all I needed to hear. Dara, have a lovely day at school and tell Mrs. Coyne I love her.
Thanks, Ryan.
Bye.